Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yep. Hour two. We got legendary moments coming at you. Tim Couch. I went and saw him in the Bluegrass State. We had a great conversation. You'll be able to hear some of that coming up shortly. Matt Rhule. DJ Moore. They need to get open better, huh? Well, apparently they feel as though Baker needs to throw the ball better. We'll talk about that. I know we got two receivers that I have some opinions on that. The Chiefs and the Bucks, they're coming off of losses. Who do you think is going to have the better chance of bouncing back after that loss? And then we got up on game, down on game. We'll give you our thoughts and our picks. Y'all know I'm the best at up on game, down on game, picking and choosing these games. It's hour two. Up on game. Starts now.
Fox Sports Radio.
This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Are you trying to go hunt now?
That's right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And oh yes, DraftKings, isn't it so good? DraftKings Sportsbook, it is NFL season now, and it is the official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use promo code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yep, this is Up on Game with TJ Hushmanzada, Plaxico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington. Shouts out to our affiliates that play us in their markets. It's great to be in your affiliates. We love the community, and we love being in the local markets. It's over 400 of them, and we're growing. All right, make sure you check out our podcast, Up On Game Podcast, Up On Game Presents Podcast. Ton of great content, ton of great personalities, and you can relate to them. So make sure you check us out. You want to get at us on the Twitter. I've seen a couple of us tweet out at us. We respond sometimes here and there. It's at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plexico Burris, at Up On Game Network, at Fox Sports Radio. If you want to listen live, listen from the FoxSportsRadio.com or the iHeartRadio app and Sirius XM83. All right, fellas, we got a legendary moment here, and I don't know how much y'all know about Tim Couch. He was up there with, you know, Peyton Manning coming out of college. I mean, he was the number one overall draft pick in the 99 draft. I had the opportunity to play against him in his last college game. It's funny, we were talking about Will Levis. I think the last quarterback to be so highly rated from Kentucky was Tim Couch before Will Levis's time here now. Dude was a dope dude, man. He is jacked up. I mean, Woo! Bruh, he came walking in. It made me start rethinking my life decisions, man. Like, it's like one thing. I'm like, man, you know, I go on a little family vacation. Yeah, bro, I went on a little family vacation with TJ, you know. I be seeing Plex. Plex got that Javon Kearse look now. He went from looking like a receiver to looking like a defensive end. You know, all these dudes around me, y'all all be getting in shape. And I'm like out here looking puny and flabby and weak. I don't know. But, dog, Tim Couch looked like he like could go compete, like bodybuilding compete. I don't know about football.
Man, he in the gym every single day. That's all that is.
Bruh, he getting right out here. Him and his brother are running a very, very successful financial company, a firm where they manage. They do money managing and doing an excellent job. Have some really, really big accounts that they're doing. I mean, dude is a legend. I mean, when I tell you, the way the people react to him. So let me give you a little bit of insight on this, right? Dude is not only like a dude that brought the team to prominence in Kentucky, Lexington, but so there when the floods took place in July, if y'all recall, there was flooding in July in eastern Kentucky. Well, and that's where he's from. And he jumped to it, you know, brought his resources, brought his time, his money, his energy, and contributed to the relief effort and the flooding. So he's not only been a hero on the field, he's been a hero off of it. So it was really cool to be able to go catch up with him. Do y'all have any memories of Tim Couch? Y'all remember Couch?
Man, yeah. I mean, how can I not? We all came out the same year, 1996. Same.
Yep.
And
yep.
If my memory serves me correctly, he was the best player in the country that year.
That's correct.
He was.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyways.
But I believe it was him, Odell James, you, Courtney Brown, myself, Joe Hamilton, I mean, RJ Soward.
Yeah,
I mean, that class of 96 that came out of high school, man, it was really – if you look at that list, I believe probably the top – out of the top 15 players in the country of 1996, I believe 10 of them played in the NFL.
Jeez.
Look at that list.
It's pretty impressive. You know what else was impressive?
It was just unfortunate for him, man. When you get drafted to teams that haven't had success, it's dysfunctional from the top to the bottom, and you just collateral damage along the way, man. And so it's unfortunate, bro.
Hey,
TJ. Really unfortunate.
Hey, TJ. What an amazing segue. Here we go. Up On Game. Legendary moment.
Up On Game. Presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
You go number one into the AFC North.
Yeah.
I can relate to what you went through. A lot of people can't relate to going into a scenario which Cleveland continues.
Right.
To be that, and Washington continues
yep.
to be that type of dysfunctional organization. Coming out, it's exciting to want to be a top draft pick, to be the number one draft pick, but with that blessing, there comes a curse. Yeah. It's almost disheartening to think about when guys that are as talented as you were and had so much potential to be a Hall of Famer at that level end up at a dysfunctional organization.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like you said, you know, you're a top pick, but that means you're going to the worst team. And for me, it was even harder that year because the Browns were an expansion team.
Right.
You know, they just came back in the league. They left in 96, became the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
And then in 1999, they come back. So I was the first player ever drafted in the new Browns franchise. So literally starting from the ground up with this organization. You know, and like you said, LeVar, man, when you go in, all you can hear is number one pick. That, and of course, I want to be the number one pick in the draft. You're not thinking about how tough the road's going to be of being a quarterback on an expansion team and that kind of thing. But it hit me pretty quickly, the reality of how tough that was going to be. You know, my rookie year, I got sacked 56 times in 15 starts, you know, which was an NFL record at the time.
Wow.
And it was just so it was a beating physically, but it also takes a toll on you mentally, you know, because at that point I had never dealt with failure.
If it's not Super Bowl, if it's not playoffs, it's automatically your bus. Mm-hmm. Automatically. They're already like I was called a bus. I made three Pro Bowls. I'm still called a bus.
Right.
We're being called bus, but you're a quarterback. That pressure level is different. Mm-hmm. How, like, what were some of the things you had to deal with in order to be able to try to still thrive in that type of environment?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think, you know, when you come in as the number one pick, there's so many expectations on you immediately, you know, from your fans, from the media, even your own teammates. You know, your teammates are sitting in the locker room like, hey man, you're the number one pick. We're counting on you. You gotta go win these games for us. You know, get us over the hump, you know, kind of get us going. So that's a lot of pressure. I mean, I was only 20 years old when I went to the NFL. You know, I turned 21 in training camp that year. So I was a young kid out there, man, and you're in the huddle with guys that are, you know, 30 years old,
grown
been
man.
In the league for 10 years, and got families and stuff. And it's a big difference than being in a college huddle.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a great conversation. You could get the whole conversation at Up On Game Presents. Conversations with a legend. He's an impressive dude, man. Very humble dude. I really enjoyed talking with him. Would we consider Cincinnati a dysfunctional organization when you were there? I'm not sure. I don't know how. I mean, I've heard
I would say I didn't believe so. As you get out of that and you go to other teams and you say, yeah.
Then you start to realize how dysfunctional it was, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and they're so much better now. And it's just 100%, man. And from top to bottom, everybody has to be on the same page. I remember one time, man, and I don't even know if this is true or not, but we ran a play. I want to say it was a preseason. And literally, the coach said we were going to run this play. He said to us, the owner wants to run this play, so we're going to run it in the first 15 plays of the game. And it was a double reverse pass, and we got sacked.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here like, all right, no lie. Handed it to me. I handed it to Chad. Chad tossed it back to Carson. Sack. Go look it up. It was in the preseason. No lie. He told us. The owner wants to run it. And so we ran it. But I will give him the credit. Things have changed so much. Marvin Lewis came in there, and he had a lot to change, and he gradually got it to where it needs to be. And I don't believe the dysfunction is there any longer. Because
that's awesome. Because that generally doesn't happen.
But Marvin took – dude, y'all don't under – like, we didn't have water or Gatorade in the locker room, bro, when I got there. Like, people, like – every team had that, I'm sure.
Hold on. The Bengals didn't have an indoor facility either, right?
They still don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
So we'd be outside practicing. Bruh, when it get like
– rain, snow, hell or blow, they outside.
Yeah, November. I got two pairs of sweats on. I got tights underneath. I got a hoodie on. I could barely move. But
Washington had one either.
Hey, you had heaters outside during games? We had heaters out there for practice.
Oh, wow. That ain't it.
For practice.
Wow. Hey, man, I was blessed, man. I played for two of the best organizations in the world.
And that's what I was about to ask you. Now, you played for two, but you went to one that may be considered dysfunctional. How different is that? How different is
not when he was playing there?
The Jets?
Talking about
the Jets?
Oh man, I don't even
he don't count that.
Okay,
two teams.
But let me ask you. That might be the whole. The whole idea of it is that you got selective memory for the one team that did that wasn't that. Imagine if you played pretty much your whole entire career at one dysfunctional place, and you got to have that selective memory loss, right? So I only played four games in the National Football League. People don't know this. I only played three, four games in the National Football League because I only played for the New York Giants, really. That's all I can remember. It was so bad. It was so much drama and trauma when at the first part. It's like a concussion. I don't even remember the first part of my career. I just remember the last four games. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, man. It was more of a business decision for me at that point. You know, because I didn't want to relocate from leaving New Jersey to go play for the 49ers. So it was more of a business decision than me to stay local and not relocate my family. So that was the reason why I went to the Jets.
But how was that? Like, you interaction know, wise, I, like the I, way they I did things.
It,
how was
I explain it to everybody. As you know, when I was in Pittsburgh, and even when I went to the Giants, when you walk in the door in the morning, that attitude is, you know what, we're going to kick somebody ass this weekend. It didn't matter who it was. But for some strange reason, when you walk through that door in Florham Park and you go and you're walking down the hallway, in your mind, you're just thinking to yourself, I hope we win this week.
Dang.
And it's just that kind of crazy aura from when you come from Pittsburgh, their tradition, and you go to the New York Giants, the way those two teams run their organizations, and you get there, your mindset as a player is just, man, I hope we win a game this week. And that is not the way you want to be going into every Sunday. Mm.
TJ, it's changed. You feel good about it?
I believe things are just – they're different. And I've been there in the last few years, and they're different. I'm sure some things remain the same, but as far as what I experience and what I've seen when I'm there, it's completely different. And I say this, you got to give so much credit to Marvin, because only the people that were there before Marvin and there with Marvin, we saw the changes. Mm-hmm. We didn't – y'all going to laugh at this too. We didn't – my first 2 years in the league, we didn't stay in hotels for home games. We stayed at the crib, bro. Mm-hmm. So imagine, we all young. It's myself, it's Chad, it's Peter Warwick, it's Ron Dugans. What you think we doing on Saturday night before the game?
That was out.
We was out. We were out. We didn't stay at hotels. We stayed at home. And so, I mean – I'll never forget one time, I don't drink, right? But one time, guys went straight from the club, Annie's, that was the name of it, to the facility, to the game.
That was a norm
for us. Went straight from the club to the game. How was that? So y'all was sneaking out the hotel? Y'all
was
sneaking out the hotel?
That was finding their way out of the hotel, dog.
We didn't even have to do that, bro. We was at the house. Guys was at the house.
Dudes was coming to the pregame meals straight from the spot.
I got a call, LeVar. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I was at home sleep. I'm like, why my phone – at home, at the hotel sleep. I'm like, why my phone keep ringing? Because I stayed in the hotel my rookie year. I finally answer it. Somebody called me. I needed to bail somebody out of jail. They got arrested Saturday night, so I went to bail them out. I went to bail them out and went straight to the stadium. And
y'all went straight to play.
Yes, true story. That's a true story.
Hey, you're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris.
Nasty Natty.
Oh, but my God.
I ain't going to lie,
that's dysfunction. You know that's dysfunction, though.
I enjoyed my time there, though, bro. It was so fun, man.
Y'all was
some
renegades, dog.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm not going – I wouldn't want a different path, man. It was my time in Cincinnati was like no other, man. The city, I'm still cool with a lot of people to this day. And they back. Okay. So there you go.
All right. Well, and here we go. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, Matt Rhule, DJ Moore. Let's talk about it. Is it Baker? Is it the receivers? I don't know. Maybe TJ and Plex do. This is Up On Game. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome, man. Shots out to the homie Coolio, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, shots out to the – you know, he's from Manassas. He was born in Manassas.
Word.
I had no idea he was a Pittsburgh dude. Mm. I mean, he ended up in Cali, obviously, but he was born in the Berg. Mm. Shots out to Coolio, man. Thoughts and prayers to the family. Dude was a dude in the music industry. And welcome back into Up On Game. We're live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm LeVar Arrington, alongside TJ and Plexico. Well, that's TJ Houshmandzadeh and Plexico Burris. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fellas, I got some sound here. You know, Sammy and Birch put some sound together. I want y'all to listen to this. This is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Yes, my teammate from college, Matt Rhule, and DJ Moore. They're talking about what's going on and how they can make things a little better in Carolina. I mean, are they on the same page? Are they on different pages? Is what Matt Rhule saying what it is, or is it something different about what DJ Moore says? Let's take a listen.
When Baker gets edge pressure, there's not many guys who have a better feel for stepping up. You know, I think it was a challenge in some, you know, in the second game because of the blitz package. I think, you know, as we said, we just have to do a really good job. The line has to do a good job of just making him feel really confident with the pocket in front of him. And the part of it's just the timing of guys getting open and being where they're supposed to be. You know, there's, you know, every play kind of tells its own story. You know, there's plays where we turn on and someone's supposed to be running into the window and they're not quite where they're supposed to be, and Baker's looking there. And so all that always falls on the quarterback. You know, it always falls on the play caller. But we kind of just need everybody to understand that, you know, they're the most important person on every play. They just have to do their job, and I think you'll see those plays start to happen.
It all go hand in hand. Pretty much what he said is you got to get it on the same page no matter what. but it's really no. I don't really got no in depth on it, so just gotta get up and then touch the ball.
So why aren't you on the same page?
Why? I don't know. Doesn't have to be on the same page, you know. Just pitch and catch. It's still a kid's game at the end of the day.
You haven't had any problem getting open in 4 years. So, I mean, is it surprising to hear that? Or?
Is it surprising? Y'all got that from him. That don't matter.
No.
Like, don't matter to me. Getting open is getting open. Open is 1 yard, 0.5 yards. Open is open in this league. Like, quarterback, if he doesn't see it that way, it's cool. They go into the next read, next person is open. That goes for everybody in our room. Everybody can get open. Doesn't matter.
Where's DJ Moore from, man? Because that sounded like he was in the courtroom and he was making sure that nobody was
He wanted to get some off his chest, but
he definitely did.
He didn't want to say it. But I'm going to tell you this. Anybody that knows anything about this league is that an NFL quarterback can throw a wide receiver open. I mean, Matt Rhule goes on the interview and says, you know, Baker's are well prepared. Just because he's well prepared doesn't mean he's going to play well. And I'm so tired of these head coaches and owners pointing the finger and making other people the scapegoat. I mean, look, let's not pretend that Matt Rhule is this exceptional head coach. And let's not pretend that Ben McAdoo is this elite play caller who hasn't coached since 2017. And the Giants were ranked in a whopping 27th in the NFL. And he had Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, and Eli Manning. And he couldn't do nothing with that. And let's not pretend that you thought that Baker Mayfield was going to come in here and change his organization around. Baker Mayfield is who he is. Cleveland Brown can't change the stripes. Oh, my bad. They ain't got no stripes. So let's not act like Baker Mayfield is this elite quarterback changing organizations and you know, everybody and everything is go as planned and you're going to win the division. Nobody thought that about the Carolina Panthers.
Hey, DJ Moore is from Philly and went to Maryland. He 100% answered that question like Meek Mill or State Property.
And you know what? Let me say this.
Spark shots out to Beanie Siegel. He answered like.
And you know what? And let me say this. Robbie Moore is coming off a 3 straight 1,000-yard season. New York Jets, so don't tell me he can't get open. And DJ Moore, he's ranked 5th in the NFL in the last 3 years behind Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Travis Kelce with 3,500 yards. So don't tell me they can't get open. Get to the root of the problem.
Is the root of the problem can't throw. Matt Rhule, or is it the quarterback? It's the quarterback can't throw, or is it both?
It's Ben McAdoo and Baker Mayfield, the blind leading the blind.
Wow.
See, this is the thing. It's the same song and dance. Did he not? Were they not just saying this last year in Cleveland?
In Cleveland.
It's the same song and dance. Thing.
Yes,
and
it was. So
what Plex said is a quarterback can throw you open. Yes. Baker wants to see you open. How many clips did we see of OBJ open last year and he wouldn't pull the trigger? He would not throw the ball. That's just not something he's comfortable with. And what rubbed DJ Moore wrong was Matt Rhule was basically saying it's the receiver's fault. It's not Baker's fault. That's basically what he was saying. It's the receiver's fault that we're not having success throwing the ball. It's not the quarterback's fault. So before you guys blame the quarterback, let's look at everything. And so he was biting his tongue like, I'm open. I played with lesser quarterbacks, at least from a draft status, and I've done work. I played with Teddy Bridgewater. I played with Sam Darnold. I played with PJ Walker. And I've done well in my career. Why can't I play well with Baker Mayfield? He does not feel comfortable throwing the ball unless he sees you wide open. That's just basically what it is. Baker Mayfield is not the answer in Carolina. We knew he was going to be the starter once they traded for him. He's not the answer. It'll be a whole new regime up there next year. Matt Rhule will be gone. Baker will be gone. And they'll be rebuilding again or restarting, however you want to. But Baker Mayfield, it's the same song and dance as last season. Guys are open. He's not throwing them the ball. It can't be 2 years in a row the same situation, but it's only one constant. It's one common denominator, and that's Baker Mayfield being a quarterback in both of those situations.
I'll tell you this. If it doesn't work out in some way, somehow, Matt Rhule loses his job, I feel like this is it for Baker. Like, this is it for him being a starter.
Is it for Matt Rhule, too?
If they don't fix it, that's a wrap. But here's the thing, though. Matt Rhule is a fine college football coach. It doesn't always – I mean
– Man, listen, man. Start giving these other dudes that been grinding chances. They keep recycling the same people. If you was a fine college football coach, you should have stayed your butt in college.
Yeah, well, he probably going to end up taking his butt back there.
Ben McAdoo ain't coached in 5 years.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I know who's fine at what they do, and it is up for no debate. He's one of the greats. He's the legendary Isaac Lowenkron. Watch this. Watch how well he does, y'all. Watch how he crushes. He's going to crush this update. Let's hear what you got. What you got, Ilo?
Fine in what I do, and let's face it, just fine in general. Gotta be honest.
Fine man. He's a fine man.
Indeed. Biggest story in college football right now. Number 18, Oklahoma. 5 minutes into the second quarter, losing at TCU 34-10.
Hey, Ilo, did you see that hit that number 9 put on Dylan Gabriel?
I did.
Ooh. Oh my, he should be thrown out the next 2, 3, 4 games for that.
Why? He's playing football.
Hey, the dude was sliding way before he got hit.
Yeah, there'll be aftermath.
Smoked them.
In the meantime, on the offensive side of the ball, though, TCU quarterback Max Duggan, 12 out of 18 for 159 yards. That includes a 73-yard touchdown pass to Tay Barber. Duggan himself also ran for a 67-yard touchdown. Fourth-ranked Michigan, a 13-0 halftime lead at Iowa. Also at halftime, number 14, Ole Miss, leading 7th-ranked Kentucky 19-12. Purdue, a 10-3 lead at number 21, Minnesota, with 28 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Number 25, Kansas State, a 13-10 halftime lead over Texas Tech. In the NFL today, the Cleveland Browns officially ruled out defensive end Myles Garrett for Sunday's game at Atlanta. Garrett sustaining a sprained left shoulder and a right bicep strain, as well as cuts and bruises in a single vehicle crash on Monday. The New England Patriots ruled out receiver Jacoby Myers for Sunday's game at Green Bay due to a knee injury. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees and Orioles are underway at Yankee Stadium after a half an hour rain delay. They're in the top of the first inning, no score. Aaron Judge will go for number 62, leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Yankees, who before the game placed left-handed reliever Zach Britton on the 60-day injured list with left shoulder fatigue, ending his season. Finally, fellas, in the NBA, New Orleans Pelicans forward Larry Nance Jr. has agreed to a 2-year, $21 million extension. Back to you.
All righty, back into the show. Appreciate that update.
Hey, man, how TCU got 34 points, 9 minutes left in the second quarter? 34 points?
And they'll probably lose this game.
Offense.
Wow. And Brett Venables, he's supposed to be this defensive guru, huh?
Well, speaking of defenses and offenses and all that stuff, Chiefs and the Bucks. Let's talk about it. They got each other Sunday night. Who has the better shot of bouncing back from their Week 3 loss? Is it the Chiefs? Is it the Bucks?
Wow. This both teams need this win. The Chiefs are playing good football defensively. Offensively, it's a struggle for them, man. Without Tyreek Hill, it's a struggle. They're not creating big plays. They're not getting those chunk yardage plays that they're used to. Mahomes is playing better. I mean, playing better. He's still playing well. But just that big chunk, that fear that I believe defense has played when they played the Chiefs, they're not playing with that fear any longer. The Bucks are beat up, man. Mike Evans will be back. Well, I don't believe Godwin's going to play. I don't believe Julio's going to play. I would take the Bucks in this game just because I believe defensively they're going to make them play with one hand, and they're going to stop the run and force them to throw the ball. they don't have Tyreek Hill out there, so they're going to really just play man-to-man. I believe the Bucs will win, but just the way that the Chiefs are winning, but, man, they are being forced to play a brand of football that we just haven't seen them play, not since Patrick Mahomes has become the quarterback. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can sustain this all year, just a dink-and-dunk type offense.
Yeah, it's been an adjustment period for the Chiefs moving forward without Cheetah. But the guys that they bought in MVS and Juju Smith-Schuster, those guys are just not getting open. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tampa Bay has the best defense in football. But this is a game that I think the Chiefs will definitely win. I just don't think the Bucs going to bounce back from that loss last week in Green Bay. Where are they playing at?
Tampa.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas City for this one, man. They have to get on track if they want to win the AFC West, which I pick.
I'm going with I really am going to go with KC on this one. I think it'll be tight. I don't think that it'll be a runaway game, but I do believe that just based off of what I'm watching, while I have a lot of you know, confidence and a lot of I guess I really like a lot of the players. I mean, David and White on that Tampa defense is amazing. I like the defensive front. But Clark and those guys, you know, up front.
Chris Jones
up front. I just think that's going to be a difference. When Tom Brady can't get rid of that ball very quickly the way that he wants to and efficiently, it wrecks the entire offense of game plan for them. And
down.
And so that really, you know, Tom Brady is really a guy that's based off of having that rhythm, having that timing, and knowing exactly where he wants guys to be and when he wants them to be there. When guys are flashing in his face, you know, and you got a makeshift offensive front, you know, you got some guys that are banged up on the front. Smith is banged up. I just don't see them being in the proper place personnel-wise to be able to get through a game with the type of team that Kansas City, you know, can be and what they are. So while I think they are different and not as good, not as explosive as they were, I mean, how could they be? But I do think that they will be able to get through Tampa Bay on this game. So I think it's more likely for the Bucs to bounce back. But I'll put this on you guys. After this break, we're going to do up on game, down on game. So the cool thing
about
this segment.
Hey, man, you just said you like the Chiefs, but you think the Bucs going to bounce back.
Well, I messed that
like,
up. I
mean,
I'm sitting here.
I mean, I'm like, Chiefs, oh, yeah.
Chiefs
playing
are going
to win.
I'm glad
both
you said
the
fence.
Same thing, man.
The Chiefs are
going
to win.
Over there, man?
The Chiefs are going to win. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here reading my notes because I'm getting us to break. We got up on game, down on game coming up. My bad, y'all. It's the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs. All my reasoning is for the Chiefs. It's for the Chiefs to bounce back against the Bucs. My apology. But with that being said, we do have up on game, down on game coming up. And, you know, as y'all heard, you know, they like to pick on me because, well, I'm the best at up on game, down on game. So, you know, we'll make our picks when we get back on the other side to wrap the show up. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. All right, this is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Welcome back in. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah. TireRack. TireRack. TireRack.
You will eat crazy. What's wrong with you, dog?
He don't know.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free rodeo hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And also make sure you do the DraftKings Sportsbook thing. It's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for special offers, a special offer when you sign up. All right, that's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Guys, it's time for Up on Game, Down on Game. Let's go. Let's go.
Time for some picks. Are you up on game?
Hey, let's crank this up. Let's crank it up.
Or down on game.
Get down.
All right, Ryan B. Tell them who's winning first, and then let's get into it, man. Who's in the lead? Who's out in front?
You know, all of you guys did well last week. It was actually a pretty solid week. LeVar, you went 2-1 on your picks.
Okay.
And 2-3 on the totals. We put in the player props into the totals there. TJ, 2-1 on your picks, 3-2 on your totals.
Ooh.
Better than you.
Gross.
Plaxico, 3-0 on the picks, 4-1 on the totals.
There Whoa. We go. Come on, baby.
I'm still
Sunshine's
in first place.
On
I'm
a
still
blind dog's ass come once in his life.
Still in first place.
Who's still in first place? Who's
TJ.
In first place?
Boy, man.
Well, TJ's hit the most picks correctly.
Of course. Of course. Yes. That's what I do. That's what I do.
I just went 3-1 and 4-0 last week.
That's
let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Start us something, huh, Plex? Start us something, huh?
Plex will go first on this one. Bills at Ravens. Bills favored -3 DraftKings Sportsbook. Over-under here is 51, so Plaxico, take it away.
I'm going over 51, and I am taking the Ravens.
Oh.
LeVar?
I'm taking the over on the points, and the Bills will cover. The Bills are going to win this by more than
Bills.
Three.
The Bills will cover. Okay. I'm interesting. Yeah. I'm going to take the over. This is a tough game to choose from. For sure, I believe it will be more than 51 points. And because the Ravens are playing at home, they're getting 3 points. I'm going to take the Ravens with +3. Yeah, I'll take the Ravens +3. Over.
All right, and let's focus in on this matchup here. Stephon Diggs, his receiving yard total is set at 83.5. LeVar, we'll start with you over under 83.5.
Over. He's the reason why they're going to win. And keep in mind, the stat says that if Stephon Diggs catches for over 100 yards, the Buffalo Bills win. So I'm going to be over 100.
I'm going under 83 for Stephon.
Wow, Plex. Wow, we're thinking the same thing. I'm going under as well. Okay.
Here's where I take the lead. Here's where I take it back.
You're just trying to be like me, dog.
It's where I take it back. Here we go.
TJ, we'll start with you on this one. Patriots at Packers. Packers favored -9. Over under here is 40.
I'm going to go with the under. Neither team shown a propensity to score a lot of points. Man, Brian Hoyer is going to be the starter. Minutes in the NFL, man. I'm taking the Patriots. It's a lot of points.
I'm taking Green Bay. I'm taking over the points. I believe Green Bay will probably score 34, 35 points, and the Patriots will score a touchdown. So that's going to be over 40, and I'm taking Green Bay. 34-7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with – I'm with Plex on this one. I'm taking the over, and I'm taking the points.
That's where I take the lead right there.
We'll do one more here. Plex, take it away. Rams at 49ers. Niners favored -1.5. Over-under is 42.5.
Oh, I'm taking the over on the 42.5, and I'm taking the Rams.
Los Angeles Rams and the over.
I agree. So there you go.
All right, there it is.
All right. Thank you, Ryan B. Thank you, Sam Burst. Thank you, Ilo, for me, for TJ and Plex. Hey, you've been put up on game. Make sure you stay tuned in. Jonas Knox Show is coming up next. It's fine content. Great dude. I know him pretty well. All right. This is it for us. We're going to watch some football. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend, man.
Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.